The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back, as it says, to this, yes, the Haunted Estate with your host, who, of course, is me. Like every single time, I'm hoping in the future we can get some guests, we can get some fun people in, do some interviews, go deeper into certain subjects, but guess what? Tonight, we have a good night lined up for you. We have stories, we have calls, and we have everything in between, so I hope that you enjoy tonight on this episode of The Haunted Estate.
Call and tell us your ghost story, toll-free. By calling 1-877-260-3428 and visit us at thehauntedestate.com.
On tonight's episode, we are going to hear from Facebook friend and fan of the show, Dano, and we will also continue with the saga of Sammy. I love both of them so much. They contribute so much to the show. You are honorary spookables. Spookables? Spookies. Spooks. Oh goodness, there's just so many options for fun, creepy, ghostly names. Anyways, other good news, I keep getting chapters back from my editor. The book is coming along and I have to be not humble? Is that it? The opposite of humble, being like, it's awesome, you're gonna have to buy it. So yeah, if you buy it, you know, maybe I'll set it up on the website that you can buy it directly from me so I can sign it if you want. That makes me feel really excited. Anyways, let's do this. Let's start with Dano. So Dano, please take it away.
Hi, it's Dano again. I'm calling in with part two of my story. I'm going to try to get as much as I can in. So here we go. So I'm going to start off from where I left off. Me and a bunch of friends moved into my parents' basement/apartment. There was four bedrooms, so we kind of took over. And me and my friends had this thing where if your new friend that comes into the house, you need to get a photo done, new friend photo. So we started doing that with guys, and, you know, it was all fine and dandy. We put these photos on the wall, you know, people that came through, you know, friends, bands that stayed and stuff. So what happened is whenever we'd have a girl, there'd always be orbs and weird things in the pictures. We don't know why, but this one time there's this photo with this girl that, she was a singer of a band that came through, and we took a picture of her. She was the only girl in the house. There was like five guys, you know, the one girl, and she was just hanging out, you know, me and her started talking a lot. And then I'm like, okay, let's take a picture of you so we can put it on the wall and you could sign it. Took a picture of her. The next day we're looking through my phone, and there's her and this blurry girl next to her staring at her. And this was, I had to make sure that no other girl was there. I had to call the guys and say, dude, who else was here? Nobody was at the house. It was just her. And that's when I realized this is the girl that's following me. You know, she was wearing, it seemed like not like a dress, but like a short gown. She had dark hair. She was about maybe four maybe. She was a really short girl. She was just staring at this girl. It was a blurry face, but you could tell that she was looking at her, smiling or smirking. And after that, I kept the photo. And if I can find it, if I find my old cell phone from years ago, I will definitely send you the photo. If one of my friends has it, I will try to get a hold of it as well. But continue on, you know, little things would happen at the house. You know, I'd have another girl over. You'd hear knocking, boom, 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 in the room next to us. And so on and so forth. So I'm gonna jump forward because nothing else really happened in the house until I was dating this girl that had just gotten off of work at 6 a.m. And at this time, all my friends had moved out. And I'm in my room sleeping, and I said, hey, just walk into the back door. I'm downstairs. Just come right in. So what happened is my girlfriend at the time, she comes to the house, and she looks inside. There's a window in the door. She looks inside, and at the bottom of the stairs, this girl's just staring down the hallway towards my room. And she looks at her, and what she told me is she looked at me, and I thought it was her sister, and she just stood there, and the girl just started walking upstairs. So she thought it was my little sister, so she got kind of freaked out and went up to the front door and said, hey, is Dano here? To my older sister, not my younger one, my older one, said, no, he's at work, but I actually stayed home that day. So what happened is, I called her an hour later, and then that's what she told me, that there was a girl standing at the bottom of the stairs. She thought it was my sister, and that's when this girl decided, oh, I'm never coming to your house again. And it's just this thing keeps pushing everything away. And there's the last thing that happened in that house before we moved was I was sleeping in a bedroom downstairs. You know, we were cleaning up, getting stuff ready to move. It was about a week before we were moving. We were getting stuff ready to go. As I was sleeping, it was maybe 2 a.m, my dog at the time was a puppy. He started growling and gnawing at the door. I'm like, okay, maybe he's thirsty, needs to go to the bathroom. Took him outside, didn't go to the bathroom. Took him to the kitchen. I was going to get him some water, and he's standing at the base of the stairs, the top, looking down, just kind of like very focused on something. So me being the guy that's like, okay, there's something down there. I know it's the girl, blah, 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 thinking it was a big joke because I've never seen it. I've only experienced it with other girls there and or always thought they were lying. So I'm looking around the corner down to the bottom of the stairs, and I see this girl standing there. Looks right at me, feels like she's looking straight into my soul, and walks into the band room, the living room where my band would be practicing. At that time, I never went back down there, and thank God we moved. I'm currently living in a new house now. This is a few years later, and I'm dating this girl, and things are getting very serious, and one night, she tells me, we're laying there in bed. She tells me, she looks at me, do you know a little girl? I'm like, no, why? And then I could see her looking behind me while we're laying in bed. And she's like, well, she has dark brown hair. She looks about 12 or 13 years old. And I'm like, how do you know that? She's like, she's standing right behind you. And at that moment, I completely froze. I didn't know what to do. And I just felt like I couldn't do anything, so I just told her the story right there and then. I'm like, there's this girl that follows me. She obviously has something for me because she never leaves me alone. And to this day, you know, this was about 3 weeks ago that she had told me this. To this day, this girl literally plagues my dreams. I see her now. I hear her voice. She tells me things in my dreams, and it just feels so terrible because I don't know what to do, and I don't want to try something because I don't want to bring her more forward towards me to say, okay, I'm trying to contact you. And talking about it now, I'm here alone. I just feel like she's watching me, knowing I'm telling her story. But if you have any advice, it'd be awesome to hear. I have a couple of other stories that I will share at a later time, but that is my life at this moment. This little girl follows me, and it just feels like she's on my shoulders all the time. and I don't know how to get rid of it. Her, sorry. But, yeah, love the show, and it'd be awesome to Skype with you and to talk about our ghostly encounters. But thanks for listening. I'll let you know if anything else happens with this girl ghost. And, awesome, yeah. I'll call in soon with another story. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Thank you so much, Dano, for calling in again and telling us more of your paranormal story. I love hearing them. And first, it's absolutely terrible to be fearful of something and to think that something has control over aspects of your life. And that's where the paranormal comes into being a problem. See, when it comes to getting rid of it, there's so many different things that you can try. First, talking about it, the first thing to always do, this is my first suggestion, just ask it to leave. If things get worse, then you know that that's not exactly going to work. You can get a hold of a local medium parapsychology group, paranormal investigators. A lot of the time, it's just having your own power, having your own strength, and saying, hey, I don't want you with me. Since it's followed you from house to house, it's definitely attached to you and not where you live. But yeah, start off by just saying, hey, leave. I'm not comfortable with you. Don't, you know, make it feel bad, but just be like, you need to go on, you need to pass on, or find somebody else or something along those aspects. Definitely, if that doesn't work, I would go to a medium. I would go to a paranormal investigation group, and as I warn, go to someone who's very reputable, not your backyard ghost hunters, someone who has definitely studied parapsychology in some aspect, been to some conferences, stuff like that. I know that here in Ontario, we have so many paranormal groups that are just like, yo, I'm going to ghost hunt, and they just don't understand. That's not a shot against anybody. That's just things that we all know. We all know. But I would start with that, Dano. I would absolutely start with that. And especially, you know what's real. You know it's not something in your head because your girlfriend has seen it now. And question, did your girlfriend feel uneasy by seeing her? Do you feel really uneasy by seeing her? I know that you said that you didn't go downstairs anymore, but is that just fear or does she actually make you uncomfortable? Maybe she's just looking for guidance. There's a lot of different things you have to think about when it comes down to paranormal activity like this and a bit of a leech. Another thing, when it comes to children, stuff like that, the ghost that you see might not be what's behind it. A lot of the time, entities hide behind very innocent faces and innocent activities in a way to muscle their way into your life. So let me know about that. Those are some more questions for you. A big thanks again to Dano. I love Dano. Next up, we are going to continue with the saga of Sammy.
Tell us your ghost story by calling toll-free 1-877-260-3428 and visit us at thehauntedestate.com.
All right, and now for Sammy's story. Hello again, the same Sammy who spun stories of scary shadow people, eerie energies, plotting poltergeists, and a wayward woman in white. I am glad to have been able to tell my stories of the haunted house. Now I bring you to just a few years ago. Me and my close friend, who had met the year before in college, had decided to move into our first apartment together. We had searched for nearly half a year for the perfect place. She was absolutely particular. We had finally settled on a quite possibly the best starter apartment we could have ever hoped for. It was a small complex called Belmont Squares. The lady who ran the office was one of those middle-aged, overworked women. She had an overly toothy permanent smile glued on her face. She tried a bit too hard at her job, but she was fairly forward. She made getting to know our own place a good experience. This place was perfect. There were three buildings with three floors, each arranged into a triangle. The apartments opened outside to beautifully kept grounds. The courtyard was covered in lush green grass and large trees to give shade to benches in the picnic areas. There were even community grills and a pool. Better yet was the apartment. We had been lucky enough to get a two-bedroom, two-bathroom place. It was like a small house with how much space it had. The master bedroom had a bathroom in it, and the kitchen was fairly big for an apartment. Smitten with the place, we threw down our down payment and moved in within the month. We would have never guessed the perfection was only skin deep with this place. Moving day came. My roommate loaded up her car with all her belongings and drove across town to the new building. She'd only made it about three blocks before a car slammed into hers at a busy intersection. This was her first car accident in her entire life. She was an overly great driver and cautious of everything. The fact that someone was able to blindside her is amazing, to say the least. She was, luckily, unharmed. Her car was pretty torn up, but her insurance took care of some of it, and then more. The guy got what was due, and she eventually was able to get over her shakes. A month had passed after moving into the apartment. In a work-related accident, I had ruined my laptop and had to bring it to Best Buy in a desperate attempt to fix it. On my way back to the apartment after an unsuccessful visit, I was nearly killed. A car had zipped through a blinking yellow light and slammed into the back of my car. I lost control and was barely able to correct myself enough to keep going and to keep from plowing into a bridge support beam going 30 miles an hour. I was bruised and out of it, and my car was far from usable. I'm about as good as a driver as my friend. Not quite as perfect, but I'm alert enough to keep myself safe. And this was my first accident. Again, the car was pretty bad, just like her. I walked away alive, but shaken. One of our experiences happened nightly. We finally moved in and were falling asleep when we heard screams. We rushed to get up and look around. The screams sounded like they came from outside. We looked around for what we assumed was a kid getting murdered. Nothing. This happened nearly every night for an hour or so. My current boyfriend brought it up that it could have been a Fisher Cats. I went on YouTube to check it out, but the noise just didn't match what we heard. I asked a very friendly neighbor right across from us, and he said he didn't hear anything. This next one sounds like I picked it from your run-of-the-mill horror movie. I promise you, that's not the case. We had noticed one day that the walls seemed to be bleeding. It was red as blood, but not quite the right consistency. We looked around to find it nearly everywhere. The bathrooms, the kitchen, the living room, our bedrooms, even the hallway was covered in it. I looked it up online and all signs pointed to moisture problems. They said to clean it up and we'd be fine. We did just that, but it came back pretty quick. We didn't really know why, especially since we didn't use water-based AC units or air purifiers. Heck, at this point, we didn't even boil water for food because our job sent us home leftovers. We cleaned it up a few more times before bringing it up to management. They repainted our whole unit, saying it might have been nicotine from the walls from the last tenant. Even after that, it wouldn't occur, just not as quite as often. The two of us gave up caring. After all, we were the same people who considered murdered children's screams just to be background noise at this point. This isn't because we didn't have the balls of steel or anything. My roommate had a tendency to put as little effort into something as possible, even when it came to caring or worrying about something. I, on the other hand, just didn't see the point in caring. as long as we didn't end up in physical injuries. I mean, we were getting a great place, a great price. I'll put up with some bleeding walls for the money we saved. Another few haunts happened were pretty normal stuff. I had the master bedroom and had the habit of locking my bedroom door and then the bathroom door when I took a bath. I would set up my laptop, play a few episodes of some show I was obsessing over that week as I bathed. Lights off, hot water, and loud noises. It was my favorite part of the day. One time, while I was doing this, I heard a loud rap on the bathroom door. My roommate didn't really socialize and would have never bothered me during my bath. I watched the door in confusion until it happened again. I paused the laptop, got out, wrapped a towel around me. I went into my bedroom. I didn't see her. My bedroom door was still locked as well. I opened it and went into her room, a literal step away from my own. She said she had been on her phone the whole time and didn't hear a thing. Another mundane occurrence happened over and over again. Not consistently, but often enough. I have a habit of sleeping with the fan part of my ceiling fan light on. I loved feeling the breeze. The light would sometimes flick on and stay on. That was quite the feat, considering that the fan was old, and you really had to tug on those strings to turn it on or off. I was woken up by this enough that I found myself wishing I hadn't opted for the morning shifts at work.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Quite possibly our favorite occurrence happened towards the end of our stay. I was inheriting my dad's house and my friend was moving in with her parents to help out at home since her mother had a bad leg. The boyfriend I had at the time was a horrible person who had gotten on our nerves and just couldn't move out fast enough for us. We had him help us toss out old junk. On one run, we were tearing up a vanity that was already broken to bits. He had grabbed a few pieces and made the journey. When he came back to pick up more, the door wouldn't open. I looked at my friend, since that seemed like something she would do. She was just as confused as I was. We checked the door. It was unlocked, but wouldn't open. We locked it, jiggled the handle, unlocked it, and tried again. He was fuming mad and yelling at us to stop messing with him as we tried a few more times. We wiggled the door and stared, tried to force it open. After a few minutes of messing with it, we called the on-site repairman. He came and had to take the door completely off. For the life of us, we couldn't figure out what happened. The three of us, minus a very mad ex-boyfriend, examined the door, the lock, the doorway, but came up empty-handed. The repairman figured it was just the handle jammed and replaced it. Being locked in probably should have been enough of a horrifying occurrence, if it weren't for that fact that we were homebodies who felt like an apartment itself was trying to rid us of this horrible person who, unfortunately, lived there. It's no wonder he didn't take us seriously when we told him we were locked in, since we couldn't stop laughing. The problem with this whole story is that I just can't bring myself to fully believe that it was a haunting. The car accidents could have been fated by karma, just bad timing. The bleeding walls could have been nicotine from the chain smoker who lived there before us. The light would be faulty wiring in an old building, and the screams of the damned could have in fact been a cat that I just hadn't heard enough. Even having been locked in was possibly the result of an old doorknob, which most other units had been replaced a long time ago before it could malfunction. But then, who knocked at my bathroom door? Thanks again for not yet getting mad at all the stories I'm sending your way. I seem to have lived an active life and would like to get this all off my mind while I can still think about it. I hope it's good enough for your show. Have a great day. Thank you so much, Sammy. Never apologize. I love your stories. Please never stop. I want to know everything. I also love the way that you write things, and I love this sensible, The sensible way that you react to things, you're just like me. You want to find everything that it could be possibly so you can rule out paranormal activity, and that's what a good person should do. Not a good person. That's what every person should do. Do your best to make sure that it's nothing around you. I like you said that, you know, perfectly. Who did knock on your door? That's something you definitely heard. That could be a completely separate, completely separate incident from all these things that could have possibly happened by karma. We would get along. I feel like you and me, Sammy, would be good friends. We would look at things the right way. So again, thank you so much, Sammy, for sending in your stories. I love them. I think I have, let me tell you, oh no, we only have two more stories. Sammy, you got to keep going. And ooh, one actually has a lot of pictures. So when I do read that, the pictures will be up on thehauntedestate.com. As I tell you over and over again, any articles that I do use, not in this episode because we had lots of people, any episodes, links that I do use will be at thehauntedestate.com underneath blogs. You can just slip over there. You will see, they'll say blog, episode links. There you will find any links. All articles, awesome, always have awesome pictures. Wow. My words are just not functionaliting right now, are they? There's a good word for you. I'm making things up. Functionaliting. Functioning. Haha. Very funny. Anyways, another thing too, I want to hear your stories. Your local folklore. Did you write a scary story for school in high school? Send it to me. Selena at thehauntedestate.com. That is C-E-L-I-N-A at thehauntedestate.com. And again, there is a donate button on that front webpage. Please, if you want to give me money, give me money. I'm not begging, but baby, please. Next, you can now sign up for a newsletter, which is going to start coming out weekly or monthly, I'm not sure, with really cool articles, cool pictures, really fun haunted news. So slide over to thehauntedestate.com, fill out for the newsletter. I will get you on there, and it will be fantastic. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Haunted Estate, and I hope you come back for more, my sexy little spooky babies. Oh, by the way, guess what? The Conjuring 2 comes out today. I'm going with my mommy who hates scary movies, but she's just gonna have to deal with it and hold my hand. Bye!
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.